This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A $1.3 trillion spending bill to keep the government funded through September is now in the hands of the Senate. The House passed the measure earlier today. President Trump must sign it before midnight tomorrow to avoid another partial shutdown. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel is live on Capitol Hill with the latest on where things stand right now. Good evening, Mike.
Chris, good evening. There were some complaints today about price tag and process, but now it is one hurdle down, one more to go.
And this vote, the yeas are 256, the nays are 167.
Facing a Friday night deadline, the House has sent a $1.3 trillion government funding package to the Senate for consideration after this pitch from the House Speaker.
Vote yes for our military. Vote yes for the safety and the security of this country. Vote yes.
The spending package includes almost $655 billion for national defense, nearly $48 billion for homeland security, $21 billion for infrastructure projects, and almost $1.6 billion for barriers and technology on the border. There was plenty of support from Democrats since it is a bipartisan compromise, but the House Democratic Whip hammered the GOP for voting on it before anyone had read the more than 2,200-page bill.
As I said, nobody's read that either.
This is report language. Come to the well if you've read this language.
In a last-ditch effort, the Conservative Freedom Caucus applied pressure from the right, appealing to President Trump to stop the spending package.
Put a good bill in front of the president. He'd support that, too. I know he would. So let's put good legislation in front. Let's not bring the worst bill I've seen in my 10 years in Congress to the floor of the House.
The White House swiftly shut down that argument.
Is the president going to sign the bill? The answer is yes. Why? Because it funds his priorities.
Part of the Senate Majority Leader's pitch for support are components addressing background checks and school safety.
This bill will include two important bipartisan common sense measures to address real issues facing the nation. The Fix Next bill and the Stop School Violence Act.
As for when the Senate might send it to the president,
that depends. One person, as you know, can shut the place down if they want to. So it's really up to our members.
Bipartisan Senate leadership is eager to vote tonight. In fact, they're trying to get an agreement to vote later this hour. It is possible, though, one or more senators may want to make a point and burn some clock. Chris?
Well, you know, what do you think here? David Bozell said the president tweeted out this morning to suggest that he could veto this bill. And I think more and more of us are realizing that that would send a message to everybody because, you know, again, you can probably look at this bill just as the leadership of the Senate and the House have done and find something that you like about it. But you have to think about it in the context of the bill's entirety. What about the stuff that stinketh? You know, what about these unintended consequences? I understand compromise. That's okay. But have Republicans who've been clearly given the charge of fiscal responsibility, which is something that they've owned. It's a zip code that belongs, you know, to the Republican Party. Have they abandoned it for the sake of, you know, getting along, you know, to go along here, to keep the government running, to, oh, you know, keep funding the military? Well, of course we have to fund the military. I mean, that shouldn't be any doubt and question of anything should be bipartisan. It should be our national security, some of these key other key issues. But what have been given up, and what has happened is we continue to embrace the things that we're saying are antithetical and an anathema, you know, to good government, conservative government. And there's no stand here. I mean, we're not, putting a line in the sand. The Democrats are, that's why they're kind of happy about this. They look at $1.3 trillion of expenditure at a time when we just passed the $21 trillion deadline. So how does that add to a proposition of the land of the free and home of the brave? If ever there was required leadership, it is now. And it is going to be up to Donald Trump to see, okay, what kind of leader are you going to be? You know, veto that bill. Put them back to work and do the people's work on our behalf, not theirs. Bye.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Phil Hudson-Piller, Pastor Phil, joins us now, the senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills. They have so many exciting things going on. I could tell you, and we're going to get into that, including a coming release of Influence Music, huh?
Yes, sir. We are excited. This is a big day for us, but, you know, every day that God gives us, we're just giving him praise and glory.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to hear that song in a little bit, but we have Pastor Phil in to talk about, you know, being he's the prophecy expert that he is. I want to get his perspective on what is going on in terms of the prophetic implications of Iran heading west past Syria and toward the Mediterranean. What's that telling us, Phil?
Well, you know, the Bible is pretty clear, and then it's pretty foggy. Daniel writes what he writes in chapter 8, which refers to Persia. Mm-hmm. And at the end he says, and I don't really understand it. So think about this. Daniel's given a prophetic insight into the future, and he's left with blinders on. However, for us who live in the latter days, because the prophecy, as we're told in Daniel 8:19, is for an appointed time at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So here we see these what looks like very, very cryptic kind of words and explanations, but it's referring to this coming battle, this coming war, where we see what's called Persia. Now, Persia is the ancient name for Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look Persia when you see Persia in your scriptures, whether it's Daniel 8, Ezekiel 38, or other places, it's going to always refer to what we know today as Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So when we read this scripture, it's interesting because in Daniel 7, he says he's going to make war on the saints. He's going to have a mouth, this Antichrist who's coming, speak great things, extremely dreadful. And then it goes on chapter 8, he will destroy the mighty and the holy people. Well, that's a reference to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It says he will magnify himself. He'll be a king of great, fierce countenance. So what do we see here? We see this drive coming out of this ancient empire, this ancient prophecy of Persia being fulfilled, it seems, in what Iran is doing in pushing for a dominance of that area, but specifically they've made their intentions known, the destruction of Israel first, then the destruction of the United States.
Exactly. And lest anybody forget, because the other question that comes up, Phil, is because Syria is mentioned, and it's been so devastated, the Bible's also clear that there will be a time when Damascus is no more. Boy, it's pretty close to being no more already, but there's another element in terms of who actually affects that destruction, correct?
Correct. Well, it's interesting because if you look at the prophecy of Daniel 8, it refers to the Medo-Persia Empire. So Media is ancient, what we know as Assyrian Empire. A lot of that is kind of sucked up into that. And so what's confusing about prophecy and even world geography is many nations that we know today were not nations in the biblical day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we only have to go back to the restructuring of Europe after World War II to see how names and places seem to change in terms of who they are. But Syria is basically been consumed. It is basically no more. Interesting thing, there's a World Food Bank that exists, and it has seeds from every part of the world. Mm. Now think about that. In case of a disaster, the first time that was utilized was in Syria, because not only has it been so devastated by this war, literally all the native seed-bearing plants have been so destroyed that they had to act as though it were a world disaster taking place in Syria. So when we think about scorched earth, that term that gets thrown around a lot, mm-hmm. in a military term, think about it. This is a scorched earth part of the world that has been totally consumed and devastated in every part of the way, and it just makes the way clear for a great nation, a powerful nation, I should say, to consume it very, very easily.
Exactly. Well, here it is. I mean, Syria, a shell of itself. You know, Phil, I remember when we started getting reports that the civil war was coming about and the Assad government was under threat, and at the time the report started coming that there were hundreds of people being murdered, and that begat thousands, and now tens of thousands, and here we are, over a half million people. The Christian community that existed there is non-existent for all intent and purposes. It has been totally ravaged right before the international community.
Yeah, it really, really has. And, you know, the scripture you referred to about Damascus, you know, that if your listeners want to reference that, they can go to Isaiah 17 and just begin to kind of feel what's happening there. And what I always say to do is read your Bible with a Bible in one hand and the media feed in the other, because yes. What you're going to see in the media feeds, in your newspapers, in your online sources, you're going to see little glimpses of what God was telling you before. And because you have this insight that comes from God, just because you're a child of God, you don't have to be an expert in prophecy. God will show you things, and you'll start putting one and one together. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, this is two. I understand it now. I begin to see what God is showing me.
Well, and people sometimes misunderstand what prophecy is all about. Why did God tell us beforehand the things that were going to happen? I mean, already, what, two-thirds at least of the Bible, Bible prophecy has been fulfilled, I mean, down to the dot and tittle. And we've got about a third left yet to be fulfilled. And I often tell people, I go, if God's batting 1,000% right now, what do you think is going to happen in the next one-third? Do you think he's going to miss something?
Yeah, exactly, Bill. And, you know, to answer your question, I mean, God gives us this insight, first of all, to remind us he's in control so we won't be overcome with fear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you know that God saw the end from the beginning, he's showing you the revelation. It's being unfolded to you. Now, when that happens, you know, you're going to say, number one, I've got a roadmap. Number two, I don't have to fear, because God has not destined me to wrath, but unto his favor. So I live in a greater sense of security. Doesn't make the world a nicer place. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that, you know, that I don't have this sense of, wow, what's happening. It means that I can be secure in God. And that's where God wants our security to be, in him, mm-hmm. not in what politicians are trying to accomplish, what nations are promising us, what our bank account states, but rather all confidence in Almighty God.
You know, Phil, I just saw the new movie, Paul, the Apostle of Christ, and it goes back to review history about 67 A.D. It's from the Acts of the Apostles and what was going on and how Rome was being devastated and Nero, you know, lighting up everything. And there was something really key that came out with Priscilla and Aquila and their position there. They were synced up with God's purpose at that time to be a positive force in the midst of all this negativity. And that's our call and opportunity, right? To sync up with God's, with God's movement, and so that we're on His side, and that, we're not, empty for no apparent reason.
Exactly.
Well, we got to go to break. So when we come back, we'll pick it up from there. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller with us. I'm Bill Martinez, live 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, come to heaven.
Hey, giving you a little taste of the soon be. It's today, isn't it? The official release today of Touching Heaven?
It is today, Bill. We've been waiting for this day, and it's an exciting moment for Influence Music.
Well, I'll tell you, Melody and Company, we spoke with Melody Hernandez in Nashville at NRB, and she is such a delight. What a gift to the body of Christ. And what you've been doing with Influence Music here, Phil, in giving, you know, these talented musicians a canvas in which to express their God-given talents.
Well, you know, this this heart to see artists come together and do a new sound that would really kind of stand out in worship community really began years ago when we did an album in 2011 under a different label. And that album did very, very well. We did a few others. But this new birthing forth of what we're doing is so of God. And we've seen a coming together of believers within the pop culture and the worship culture writing at writers' retreats. And the first one we did, really out of that came almost 20 songs, 10 of which are on this album. And it is an exciting album. We released just on Facebook just to say, how is this first song going to do? And we got 1.3 million views within about 45 days.
Well, as the word gets out, and you just got a little taste of it, and I got to tell you, Phil, I mean, this is the opportunity about music, and especially when you're singing the praises of God. You could only hope that there would be a God-given touch, you know, what some would call an anointing on it. And there is a special, there's a unique feel about this song. And I can sense it. I mean, immediately, just in the first couple of notes, you're feeling, wait a minute, this is something real special.
Well, it is. And, you know, we recorded it live at a prophetic conference we did in October. And so just to see the reaction of people like Banning Leibscher from Jesus Culture and John Bevere, who were part of that conference speaking at our church, and Sean Bowles, and just to see their reaction to the music was really exciting because they've heard a lot, they've seen a lot, and their positive feedback and genuine excitement about what we're doing was really affirming to us.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, congratulations again. Remind everybody how they can connect with Influence Music.
You know, they can go right to the Facebook page, Influence Music Official, and they can find information there. They can go right to iTunes or Spotify. So all your typical streaming outlets, you will find Influence Music.
Okay. Also, real quick, before we get back into the main topic that we were talking about, you gifted me with the Passionate Lives and Leadership Leaders series. You and I think the first time we connected was over a couple of your leadership books, and we've been joined at the hip ever since. This is a powerful series. It's a, what, eight-book series?
It is an eight-book series. Mm-hmm. Seven of them are now in print. Number seven was just released last week, and we expect number eight will be out sometime in the fall or early next year.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's a reason why you have focused on leadership, but even more so, again, in coming out with these eight books. You know, it's not by accident, is it?
No, and it's interesting because the process of writing these books with my writing partner, James Lucas, we laid out different principles. What are the principles of a person who is passionate about their life and about their job? This one that just came out is called the Reality Principle, and it really looking at your life as an individual, or if you're a company owner, look at your company from a reality standpoint. Quit trying to see what's not there. Start to see what's there so you can move forward. And by the way, this series is being used in some of the largest MBA programs in America today. So it's got some traction. It's been noticed. And yet it's very simple and readable for the average guy who just says, hey, how do I put my hands around leadership and around principles of passion?
Yeah, and I think that they'll be encouraged because in many instances, there are things that you're naturally doing because that's the way God has wired you. And this will just convince you and reaffirm what it is you've been doing and maybe help you in those areas that you've been deficient on. Because as we know, in running companies, it's easy to get distracted, right, Phil?
Oh, it's very easy. And, you know, and we begin to believe our own press. Yeah. I mean, I can't think how many times I think I know what I'm doing. And then somebody else talks to me, and I'm going, wow, I didn't have a clue. Look
right.
at the insider wisdom that came from somebody else.
Yeah, and they happen to be 10 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
Even worse yet, you know, you get some 10-year-old, and he's going, what? You know, it's like, wow. Nuggets come from all over the place if you're open to receive them. You know, as God says, the word goes out, it finds its mate, and are you worthy to mate up with the truth of God, I guess, huh?
So true.
Exactly. Hey, getting back to the prophetic here and what's happening in the Middle East. So we have a movement of Iran heading west to the Mediterranean. There's something very influential about that pathway and what that will do. In essence, yes, it's going to, there's a monetary reward there, but ultimately, lest people forget, the primary goal of Iran has been the destruction of Israel, right?
It has been. It's been clearly stated. It has not been a hidden agenda whatsoever. But what's interesting is people seem shocked by that, and yet think about, we're going to move from the prophet Daniel, now the prophet Ezekiel. Think about the prophet Ezekiel, who also wrote of this coming invasion that would in part involve Persia again. Now there's Persia. So we see this alliance of nations coming together in Ezekiel 38, and what do? They're marching toward Israel for its very destruction. So it's not, this is what I mean, when you read media feeds and you read your Bible together, just a couple of simple techniques. You don't have to be an expert. Just know, let me look up in a concordance the word Persia. That's Iran. Mm-hmm. Where is Iran in the Bible? And here I see it, Daniel 8, Ezekiel 38. What happens? Who wins? Who loses? And then you get comfort because you see the plan of God, but you also see the reality of what's happening in the biblical world of prophecy being fulfilled in the days we live today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then when you see this, it just all the more, you know, like you said, the reason is that you would be prepared. And that also that you would be a blessing, as I was mentioning about Paul, the Apostle of Christ, and looking at what was going on, the Apostle of Christ, what was going on in 67 A.D. during the Acts and the devastation of Rome. I mean, it went from, what, over 2 million people down to, like, maybe about 15, 16,000 people. And core and that remaining group were people of faith. And why were they there? And this kind of helped give me some understanding about why maybe the Jews stuck around at a time during World War II when they were being so persecuted. And Priscilla says, we're here. You know, if we're not here, who's going to protect the orphans? Who's going to protect the women who are without husbands that are being brutalized? You know, in a sense, it is God's appointed shield to protect unbelievers.
Well, you know, I thought it's interesting because you made a reference that made me think of it. Mark Twain once said, if you want proof there's a God, look at the Jews.
Yeah, wow.
They have endured everything,
yeah,
and yet they persist.
Yeah,
not only
exactly.
do they persist, but they thrive and they excel. And we see that God has a purpose for the nation of Israel. And whether you like, agree, or disagree, all of the politics of Israel is secondary to what is God's intended purpose for this nation that he called out of darkness and said, you're going to be my mission on planet Earth.
Right,
and when
exactly.
you see that, you know God is up to something. And so there's a reason why this little bitty country about the size of New Jersey is in the center of the media feeds daily.
Exactly.
Once in a while, it's daily. Why? You have to ask yourself the question.
Right.
And we're not going to solve this some other way.
Without a doubt. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Pastor Phil, always, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, connecting on any one of the 280 affiliates we have, markets around the country. Thank you so much, including Red State Alert Radio. We're proud to be associated with that network, as well as the Genesis Communication Network, the Cable Radio Digital Network. We're on shortwave and other radio stations as well. If your local radio station doesn't carry us, then tell them, hey, look, at we want Bill Martinez on the air with us, and thank you so much for supporting us and coming alongside as we pursue the truth together. And keep our feet on the ground, as our old friend Casey Kasem would say, and reach for the stars. I mean, that's the opportunity that we have in this free country. Because like no other country, we still have freedoms. It's still about the people, we the people. That is where the power resides based on our Constitution. But if we the people aren't going to take our rightful position of authority, then we're overrun by the ruling elites. And that is a sad commentary. And this is what we're dealing with today. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking with Dr. Warren Farrell. He and John Gray from the fame of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Dr. Farrell, author of The Myth of Male Power, have joined together
to address something that is critical. And this is something that we have been seeing continue to grow in our country, and that is the boy crisis, the title of their book, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well and looking real forward to talking with you.
Well, this is something that we've been talking about for quite a while here, Dr. Farrell, that our boys are in trouble. And part of the reason our boys are in trouble is because the dads are being hamstrung. I mean, the dads are being marginalized. This has been going on for decades in the TV shows that we watch. You know, the dads have been reduced to a crumb of toast, if that. And they have been taken off their position of authority. And it's no wonder the boys have been compromised as a result.
Yes, we've gone on TV from, father knows best to father knows less, and in every single commercial where one parent is looked at as being a jerk or a fool, if it's only one parent, it is 100% of the time the father. And yet that's a minor, that's an important aspect of it, but it isn't as powerful as the actual father absence. One of the things that really tapped me into the importance of this is that I started looking at all 63 of the largest developed countries and finding that in all of those countries, every single one of them, the boys did worse than the girls. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking at what is the common denominator of developed countries, and found that in almost all of them, there was enough access to survival that the country could afford to loosen up its laws and allow for divorces. And the divorces per se were not the problem, but the divorces led to a lack of father involvement in about two-thirds of the families. Mm-hmm. So either a lack or minimal or no father involvement. And in those 70% or 60% of families where there was that minimal or no father involvement, that group of boys was having significant problems. They were in boy crisis mode. In the other group, there was not nearly as much of a challenge. There were challenges here and there, but not on such a consistent level that I was ultimately able to identify 70 different areas that boys did worse in when they had minimal or no father involvement. And I sensed that before I started my research, that there was some, that was one of the causes, but I had no idea the vulnerability of boys to the lack of a good role model.
Yeah, what you're sharing with us is, it's beyond opinion now. I mean, initially you may have had a theory that this seemed to be the case, but at every turn in whatever country you were looking at, you're coming up with the same evidence. So it's almost like this is a prevailing force.
Yes, and this was not an easy conclusion for me to come to, because I had previously been on the board of the National Organization for Women in New York City, and they very much wanted me to come up with some finding like, boys did just fine without their dads, and that it's up to the mother whether the father should be involved or not, and the degree to which he should be involved and the way he should be involved. And so I made myself very unpopular with my major source of income. Disconcerting, and at the same time, I felt that I wanted to follow the truth the best I could and hope I could survive doing it.
Right. Well, I appreciate the honesty, but that's what happens. I mean, case in point, honesty comes at a cost. And,
it really does. And
especially when you are associated with, and it doesn't make, look, sometimes we live life in the theoretical. It may seem like a good idea at the time, but are we smart enough to pause at a moment and see that, maybe those thoughts and that trajectory is not as valid as we thought. And this is what you're seeing, and this is what we've been seeing for quite a while, that boys have been in crisis for a long time. And when we consider the genesis of this, even though there would be, the antithetical force and women wanting to say, I don't need a man, I can do it, I cook up the bacon, I do it all, I can even bring home the bacon, and all that's fine and well, but meanwhile you want to have children. What are you doing to your kids, especially the boys?
Yes, and that's really what what I did see is that exactly what you're saying, that freedom is, and which I, and freedom for women and freedom for men was something I was a strong proponent of. But then I realized that when you have, what I saw was that when you have children, your freedom stops and your children's benefits, you know, are the dominant focus. And you, you had the freedom to have a child or not have a child. But then the only question that needs to be asked once you have a child is, what are all the dynamics that lead to the children doing well? And so let me do two things, maybe if I may.
Sure.
One is to say what dads contribute, and when I was talking here about that, let me also speak to the dads. Many dads don't look at books or articles that tell them what they contribute. So they don't tell their the moms what they contribute, and moms can't hear what dads don't say. Mm-hmm. And so what we end up with is this enormous worldwide phenomenon of single mothers working themselves to the bone, devoting loving, compassionate, caring, nurturing, protective involvement with their sons, and then having the sons become unmotivated, unchallenged, discipline problems, drinking, drugs, opioid addiction, video game addiction, and video porn addiction, and the mothers are beside themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons is, and they have a resource right there, not all of them, but most of them, of a man who, if he is valued, and he and the mother understands what the differences are that dads contribute, and wants and needs those differences, men will come forward. Just like when you tell men we need you to die in war, men are willing to die when we tell them that they have purpose, they're needed, their life is useful, even if you have to die in the process. Men serve when called upon, but they don't. But if one doesn't understand what they contribute, men sort of tend to desert and go their own way. Mm-hmm. And so what do men contribute? And you know, what dads tend to contribute is a very different parenting style. So, for example, let's say in the case of a divorce, the mom and dad will both say the same thing to the child. Sweetie, when you finish your peas, you can have your ice cream. And the child will do the same thing with both parents, test the boundaries and see how few peas she or he can have before they can get their ice cream. Mm-hmm. And that after they test the boundaries, the daughter or the son, the mother will say, gee, you know, I feel guilty about the divorce. I feel, you know, I don't want to get into a big argument with my child about a few peas. So, okay, I'll tell you what, sweetie, I have a couple more peas and then you can have your ice cream. So the child learns, with mom, I can manipulate a better deal.
Right.
And so he ends up learning how to manipulate, or she learning how to manipulate.
Dr. Farrell, we got to hit the boss button real quick, because we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from right there. Dr. Warren Farrell is with us. We're talking about the boy crisis.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to this school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play innocent.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's
in the darkness, we are called
to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter, as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 30th. Go to godsnotdead.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you connect with us, thank you and welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I think we all can agree that American boys are in crisis. And we may have observed different things, but what Dr. Warren Farrell is exposing to us is that alienation is causing boys to be increasingly violent. Boys are declining dramatically in every key metric. Boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading. As they become older, boys' suicide rates skyrocket to 6 times that of young women. Their love lives are a minefield. Boys are afraid of being too sensitive or not sensitive enough. It's a crisis of purpose. Traditional routes like being a warrior or sole breadwinner are fading, leading them to experience a purpose void. Dr. Farrell, before we went to break, we were talking about the negotiation game and how this plays out, that a boy, in watching, you know, the dynamic with the mother's response, how a mother will deal with eating your peas to get dessert versus a father. So I want you to pick it up from there.
Yes, and I was saying that the mother, when the boy or girl does it, wants to sort of have just a few more peas as a negotiation to get the dessert, the mother will think, you know, gee, that we're in a divorce, that's very stressful for the child. Am I going to be so insensitive as to get into a big argument with my kid about a few peas? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And so the mother then backs off and negotiates a little bit of a deal, and the child learns unwittingly that I can always negotiate a better deal with my mother and learn to manipulate my mother's sensitivities or her response to my sensitivities. Whereas the dad is more likely, sometimes what I'm saying now is not even said with words by the dad, but just the look in the dad's eye. It's, the dad looks at the kid and says, excuse me, you know the deal, I know the deal, and you know that I know the deal. So you can either finish your peas and have your ice cream or not finish your peas and not have your ice cream. And so the kid, especially in a divorce situation, is likely to do something like, oh, man, you are so mean. Mom lets me do this, you know, without having everything finish up. You always do all this, you know, mean stuff. And dad says you can also can continue, you know, complaining and whining, and then there'll be no ice cream tomorrow night either.
Right.
And so the child begins to learn with the dad that I can't negotiate a better deal. I'd better focus on completing what I need to complete. Now, here is the amazing difference of that type of difference in parenting. With the father, the child learns I have no option but to focus on doing what I need to do. Mm-hmm. That leads to two things. It leads to learning postponed gratification. I can't have the ice cream until I finish the peas, and that postponed gratification is the key ingredient that allows the child to achieve its dreams, finish its homework, do the things it sets its goals to do, and have that be accomplished. When the child isn't able to finish his homework and the grades go down and she or he is criticized in school a great deal, the child tends to get depressed, feel badly about itself, and particularly with boys, they tend to withdraw, get angry, withdraw into video games, to the degree of having a video game addiction. They withdraw into, when girls are not interested in them, they satisfy their needs by getting addicted to video porn, and that leads into a downward cycle of depression, sometimes suicide in worst case scenarios, and in truly worst case scenarios where there's a tremendous amount of anger at being rejected by parents and teachers, that anger can be focused on the school, and you end up with school shootings. And so you have, in the case of Adam Lanza, Elliot Rodgers, Dylan Roof, Nicholas Cruz, all of those boys were boys who were deprived of father involvement, and that cycle led to the ultimate of suicide and homicide and suicide.
Exactly. Well, and you bring up a critical point. I mean, that is the death spiral that is taking place here with our boys, and it overwhelms our parenting skill set, doesn't it?
It does, and yet, you know, I want to leave some hope here for, let's say, a mother that, you know, that cannot, under any circumstances, for whatever reason, get the father involved. And, you know, then make sure that your son gets involved in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and Young Men's Ultimate Weekends, or, you know, some type of, make sure if you're faith-oriented, that you work with your pastor, minister, rabbi, to have somebody who is forming in your faith-based community groups of boys who are mentored by a very good, positive male role model who is helping the boys talk with each other, express their feelings, creating a safe and confidential environment that is often very helpful for boys not feeling alone, isolated, alienated, and that they can't speak up about it, because boys already have a problem expressing feelings, and groups like that give them a way of expressing those feelings. Make sure you work with your school system to hire and recruit more male teachers. Make sure that your son has you scout proactively your community and try to find families that have really good young men growing up who can be babysitters for your son rather than just having a female for your son. You don't want your son to be going from a female-only home to a female-only school system, having female-only babysitters, and then wonder later why he's so vulnerable to being recruited by a gang leader to channel his testosterone destructively rather than constructively.
Rewinding just a moment here, when you talk about the purpose of the mother and father, we have responsibilities. These are designed responsibilities that only the mother can play and only the father can play. Our current culture, because it wants to lessen the significance of the father, and they've been doing this for decades, you think there'd be enough empirical evidence to demonstrate and clearly show the silliness of this kind of conclusion.
It's really amazing. And now the empirical evidence is so hard that, so I'll give you one example. When a boy or girl has a lack of father involvement by the age of 9, by lack of minimal or no father involvement, by the age of 9, already on average their telomeres are 14% shorter. Telomeres are the part of of each cell that when they reproduce, if they're shorter, they leave out genes, and so you become less and less protected. So 14% shorter telomeres at the age of 9 predicts approximately a 14% shorter life expectancy. That said, the boy's telomeres are yet again 40% shorter than the girl's telomeres. So I can go into why this is the case, but the really important bottom line is that's how scientifically powerful the lack of father involvement is, or that's just one example. The other good news is that if you're a dad, if you're a man, and you say, well, you know, I can't begin to, you know, when my child is born, I should just focus on earning more money in the workplace. Mm-hmm. What we find is that the amount of time that a father spends with the child is more important than the amount of money. That is, in simple terms, time trumps dime. Mm-hmm. And my son-in-law read this, and he, in the Boy Crisis book, and he said, he has a pool business, and he got an opportunity to increase his pool business by 50%, and our grandson had just been born. This is 9 months ago, and he just refused that opportunity. He said, my time with my son is more important than extra money. So they don't live a great lifestyle, but his son is, just so lively and vibrant.
And, you know, good for him, you know, to have the inner workings to be able to see that. That's rare, Dr. Farrell.
It is rare. We have not focused on that value of that, and we focused on, you know, women being free to make the decisions they want to make, as opposed to understanding that once a child is born, your freedom ends, your child's benefits begin. It doesn't mean that your freedom ends completely. It's very important for your child to know that you have needs too, both mother and father, and that the child can find purpose in serving your needs. One of the other findings was that the more a father is involved, the more empathetic the child is likely to be. And I just was really confused about that, because I thought that, you know, the more empathetic sex I thought was women, and probably that's arguable, but it's probably true. Mm-hmm. But I found that when parents are extremely empathetic to the only thing the children see is that their needs are being paid attention to, as opposed to that they need to also pay attention to dad's needs, to mom's needs, to their sister's or brother's needs. And so being empathized with does not beget empathy.
So here we are, admitting that we've made mistakes. How can we solve this problem? Is it too late?
No, it is not too late. The good news is that the brain is enormously has enormous amounts of plasticity. When children feel that someone is coming back into their life that had previously left their life, they feel valued. When boys have role models or get involved institutionally in places like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Mankind Project, things like places like that, they find role models that can help channel their testosterone constructively. People are amazingly flexible once they're loved and given purpose.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Warren Farrell, thank you so much. The Boy Crisis, a book written in conjunction with John Gray. Dr. John Gray, thank you so much.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to